Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Celebrating 45 years of rock with the KISW 45 Years of Rock box set from Heritage Distilling. Oh, it's a beautiful box set, man. You get 21 bottles of whiskey and bourbons you get from Heritage Distilling, so those are yours. You get an exclusive 45 Years of Rock retro shirt. That's only available in the box set. Pair of rock shot glasses, and it's all for good cause, too. Portions of the net proceeds, they go to Motley Zoo. Hey, Botley! So this is a good thing, man. Check this out. Motley Zoo gets benefited. You get a great 45 Years of Rock box set from Heritage Distilling. It's a great gift for you, great gift for somebody else. You want more info? You know where to go. How to get one? You know where to go. KISW.com. All right, Steve.
Yes?
Here's the headline. 62% of people would do porn to wipe out their student loans.
Could I do it on behalf of my wife's student loans? Would that be weird to propose that to her?
No, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Her debt is your debt. Is her debt. Yeah,
I know. Thank you, PLU.
Yeah, you're all together in this.
Yes.
The thing is, though, her debt will actually do something that might actually help support you because she's got a legitimate job.
Look at you.
Whatever you paid for college or your parents paid, a complete waste of time.
I got scholarships.
You got scholarships, really?
Yeah, I got a couple scholarships.
Why? Who scholared you? Why would they do that? What a waste of a scholarship.
You can find money everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I got scholarship money for being a great leader, which is kind of funny.
A great leader?
Yeah, I applied and I did all these things to become an RA, wound up running the Greek Council.
And look at you.
Being a president of a fraternity. I did all for my parents, man, to help them out.
Wow, look at you, leader.
Yes.
What a leader man you are.
It was awesome.
Always knew you had it in you.
Plus, you know, all the sorority girls loved me being the Greek Council president.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they needed
help.
Why, because
you did it Greek style? I don't understand.
No, because, like, I was like, you know, like the knight in shining armor. Whenever their sorority had some issues, I'd swoop in and.
But you never got any, you said. You said you completely struck out.
No, in college I started getting laid.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. All right. Well, then you made good use of your power.
Yeah,
you abused it like any true power or authority guy.
It took a couple, like, it took till like sophomore, junior year.
Oh, so you had to really get into the swing.
And I had to hook up with like this weird hippie girl that shaved her head and had hairy legs.
Oh,
but
wow.
After that, it all went up. Like, I started real low, and then it started building.
That's so bizarre. She had no hair up top and hair on the bottom.
Well, she had hair at first.
Yeah,
and then I don't know if I drove her to shaving her head or what, but like she shaved her head, and then that ended the relationship.
Wow,
I couldn't be with somebody. I mean, I was willing to put up with the hairy legs,
yeah, but
which was really a stretch in general. But
does that mean she was hairy everywhere?
Yes.
Oh, see, yeah, I knew you weren't going to go for that,
dude. It was like,
yeah, I know. It was like Sasquatch.
It was like,
right?
Sasquatch was my booty call.
Yeah, and you had to deal with that.
Well, for a very brief period of time. But once she shaved her head, I was like, okay, I can't. All crazy is now. I mean, it's just like all bets are off. I'm done.
At that point, you think, look, wouldn't it be easier just to shave the other parts of your body, less to shave, and I'd be happier?
Yeah, but
you think that didn't work out that way?
She was making a statement.
Yeah.
That statement was, I want to be really unattractive. And it worked.
62% of people would do porn. In other words, it would be, I'm assuming when they say do porn, that means like it's a video that can be seen by people, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a lot of people that
would
do porn. You would do porn to wipe out your debt.
wipe out my wife's debt? Absolutely.
All right. I don't want to get personal as far as, well, there's two ways to get personal. How much debt or what are you willing to do pornographically?
Let's just say grad school at PLU is not cheap.
Yeah. So here's what I know.
Like it's a lot of money.
I know that it's that people have five-figure debt, sometimes six-figure debt from college. What does that say either? But what does that say? Does it say that people are so strapped and just, you know, basically just pinned down by this debt? Or is porn not that big of a deal anymore? Like, you know, both things are really interesting to me.
I'm viewing it more as people are so strapped by their debt. I think it's ridiculous that, like, you can go in debt for six figures and the type of education you received, there's almost no chance of you making six figures in a year with the job that you're you know what I mean? Like, I think, like,
that's insane. You're right.
I think there needs to be, I don't know how to, like, I'm no president. I'm no politician. I know.
But you were an RA guy.
I was.
You led the Greek Council.
I was the president of a fraternity.
You can do this, Steve.
I think if your yearly salary is less than what your loans are, that's a serious problem. Like, your loan shouldn't be more than what you're going to make in a year.
Well, and you also take a look at your net, you know, first of all, and your bills. Like, you've got to live.
Sure.
So how much money can you put towards paying that off? I look at it like, you know what? You should be able to pay it off in 5 years. And most people can't do that.
No, most are like on like a 10, maybe even 20-year plan.
And that's insane to me. That's just insane. And that's what's wrong with the college system today. And hey, 62% would do porn. I think that's a statement to every parent out there that you have and every adult out there. Like, this is what's become of college, that people would do pornography in order to get out of that debt. That's not a good sign. That is not to me, that is not a sweeping positive endorsement for college. It
No, it's awful. I mean, but it's like crippling for a lot of people.
You know what's even worse?
What's that?
Forget the porn. You know what other people would do to get rid of the debt? They give up cheese. 61% of people say they give up cheese. Look at Vicky.
I don't know.
Like,
Nope. I'll do all the porn in the world. I'm not giving up cheese.
Vicky'll do all the porn for cheese.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah. Vicky would be like, I'll blank a blank before I give up cheese.
It has to be the good cheese too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. A texter said, "How does your wife have student loan debt? Isn't she still in junior high school?"
That is true. But she was in the AP classes, right?
Yeah, it's that Eagle program. Yeah. Running start.
She's a
running starter.
She's a running starter is what she is.
Still running from all the debt.
Vicky, you would have video out there of people that could see you to get rid of your debt?
Yeah, to get rid of all my debt? Yeah.
All your debt?
Yeah.
Right now, you have enough debt that you would say, okay.
Granted, it's not as much as a college debt by any means, but I'd still do it. Like, sure. I like sex,
Vicky,
and I wouldn't have my debt anymore.
Vicky, what if you didn't have debt? Would you still do it anyway?
It depends on the porn actor I'll be working with or actresses.
Okay.
Wow, I probably would.
This is I don't know what to say, man.
I don't think I could propose this to my wife, but like maybe she would be okay with it. I don't know. Like, say, hey,
if you did porn,
can I do porn? Who's hiring me?
There are people that hire you, dude.
You think?
They always need that weird, ugly guy. There's always that one guy in porn that they have.
Yeah,
to have.
It's usually like a little person. He's on a tricycle.
Okay, well, it'd be the other way around. You'd be like the you know.
Watch some of the final movies that Jenna Jameson made.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one she made. That was insane.
She was trying to get all artistic, but it was just a weird mind.
It was horrific.
And I thought I was watching freaky crap.
This was freaky, Vicky. This is like a nightmare. Like, it was some sort of like devil's nightmare, horrible scene. And there's like this little dude riding around bicycles.
Yeah. Just watching what's going on.
Yeah, it was weird. 85% say to get rid of their college student loans, they would give up weed for life.
Okay.
85%. That's amazing. This is out of the question. 84% say they would stop watching Game of Thrones to give up, to get rid of their college debt.
Vicky says no.
Now, Vicky says no to the cheese, and she says no to the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
One person I know, Steve, would you do man-on-man porn to get rid of debt?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, I got to look at the contract and see what I'm expecting.
What
I'm expected to do.
Okay. Which means there are certain things you would do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of debt, man.
Okay, so are you the catcher? Are you the pitcher? Where are you in this baseball equation then? I'm negotiating for you right now. Let's work this out. Are you Felix Hernandez? Are you Chris Iannetta? Who are you with this one?
Oh, man, I'll be Nelson Cruz, designated hitter.
You're big boomstick? Because that's what you're going to be, the boomstick?
Yes. Okay. I just pop in for a grand slam and then I'm out.
That means you got to use your boomstick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or
someone
said,
I got to look over the contract.
Here's what you're going to do. I know you. You're just going to stand there and go, hi, guys, I'm naked. That's all you could do is just look at me.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to let anybody do anything to you.
Well, I'm ticklish, so yeah, I'm not really.
You're not going to do anything to anybody. So what kind of contract are you going to get? You're just going to stand there and think you're going to get paid?
Oh, you hate being tickled. There's such thing as tickle porn where they get tickled and stuff as part of torture, tickle torture. Would you do that?
How long do I have to do it for?
How long does a good porn last? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, like 30 seconds 30? For me.
Oh. I think tickle porn's got to go at least, you got to go at least 10 minutes, dude.
Oh, I do 10 minutes of being tickled.
Yeah.
How about an hour?
Yeah. I'll go 24 hours.
You can go 24 hours and tickle to wipe out your debt?
Do I have to be naked in this?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
What if you're being tickled by dudes?
Dude, you'll be okay with being naked in front of men. But
you guys would be terrible agents. You're just like throwing me into Vicky, I need you to go back to them and say, look, he'll do it, but he has to wear boxers.
Yeah, that's it.
How about a Speedo? Wow. They came back, Steve. They said they want you in a Speedo.
How about
as an American flag?
31% say they give up sex for the next 10 years to wipe out their college debt.
Ooh.
Nope.
Right. I don't think I could do that.
Wow. 27% say they would get the Zika virus to give up their debt.
Does that kill you?
Well, hopefully it doesn't. Otherwise, what's the point? I don't think it. I don't think they want to die from it. They just want to go through it.
What's the recovery on that? Because I wouldn't be opposed to that one, I think.
Here's one that's really telling. Almost 10% say they would give back their degree. They go, screw this, take it. I don't want it. You can say I don't have it. Give me my money back.
Yeah.
That is an incredible number. That's 10%. I think that's ridiculous. If people think my degree is that useless, I'd rather have you wipe out my debt. Yeah. And that's wow. That's not good, man. All right, so you know, Seafair Weekend is going to mark the return of something really, really cool. I don't know if you know this, but how about this? Yes, she's coming back, Miss Rock. And we're going to talk to the man racing it. Kevin Ekret joins us at 8:17 to talk about the return of Miss Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, I'm so pumped to have our next guest on. He's bringing something back to Seafair that rockaholics know and love, and that's Miss Rock. And I think this should be his theme song.
I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat.
Please welcome to the show the driver of the Miss Rock Hydroplane. It's Kevin Ekret.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Kevin. Man, this is some big, big news because for the Hydros every year during Seafair, this was a staple, and that was the Miss Rock boat. And for a few years now, it just hasn't been the case. And all of a sudden, here you are telling us it's back.
It is back. You know, I mean, the Miss Rock was always my favorite boat. I got pictures of me when I was back before junior high signing the bottom of the old Miss Rock boat.
And no way.
Yeah, and now I can be part of it and bringing the Rock back to Seattle. And my crew has always been great at bringing a buzz. And with the Rock back on board, we're really going to create some excitement.
Was it like 12 years ago, I think, was the last time we saw the boat?
Something like that, yeah. It's been quite a while.
So how did this even come about? Like, I mean, it's just, I remember some listener sent us, like, I guess, like a leak on a website. He's like, did you hear about this? I'm like, I ran into my boss. I'm like, is someone making the Miss Rock boat again? He's like, yeah, it's hush hush right now. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, that's awesome. But
yeah,
like,
it was a lot of work, pretty difficult to try to keep it under wraps. We got to register the boat, and last year we ran as the U100, and this year it's telling everybody we're taking a step back. They're thinking, well, what? How are they taking a step back? And we register the boat, and we registered it as the U99.9. And it's, okay, keep this under wraps. How are we going to make this happen? You know,
wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it was this been a lot of work.
This is fantastic, and I'm seeing some pictures now of it, and it looks tremendous. And Kevin, how long have you been hydroplaning? How long have you been doing this?
I've been driving a boat for 10 years now. I started back in 2006, actually.
And you've, of course, like you said, when you're a kid, you're a fan of something, like a lot of us are. You know, I mean, a lot of us will watch the Mariners, just watch the Seahawks, watch the Huskies. You'll watch the Hydros every year at Seafair. And only 10 years ago do you go, all right, I'm gonna do this.
Well, it started out before then. Like I said, I got pictures of being before junior high at the boats. And So my father volunteered out at the races. He was a course boat, and at that point in time, I was too young to get into Seafair, so I'd kind of hide down in the front of Dad's boat and wait until he pulled away and, you know, hope a boat broke down out on the water, and we'd pull him in. And so that's how I got involved with Seafair, and later on, we got a phone call asking us to come out to a small limited boat race. Well, this would be kind of fun, and, well, somebody says, hey, that boat's for sale. Oh, wow, really? Oh, maybe, and got my first ride in that boat, thought it was a blast. We ended up buying it, and it just snowballed from there.
Damn. And so here you are. Here you are, the big leagues, the hydros, and you're traveling around. So that's what you're doing. How many races a year are you doing these days?
We got five on the circuit this year. We obviously, you saw the pictures. We were in Madison, Indiana. Once again, try to keep it quiet. We're, you know, the Rock's not back yet.
Very scenic, but, Madison.
So, yeah, the Rock's back. But she's on her way back from Madison. A few weeks away, we're going to go to Tri-Cities, do the Water Follies race.
Nice.
Come back for Seafair. And
how did Madison go?
Madison wasn't too bad. We ran pretty conservative. There's a lot of stuff in the Madison River. Logs, trees, stumps, seen fire extinguishers floating down the river. So we were running pretty conservative, had all of our backup stuff on the boat.
Because that's where I dispose of my fire extinguishers. Yeah. I throw it in the water.
Well, they've been having some severe flooding up river. So that brings the debris down river with them. And so we ran conservative, ended up taking out a few parts, but fared out a lot better in other boats.
Hadn't even thought about that because, you know, you kind of get spoiled thinking, okay, you got usually a pretty free and easy, you know, ride on it. Hadn't even thought you got to go places where you're dodging nature and or even human interaction. Wow. So how does that affect your top speed? Like how many miles per hour less or knots, whatever you guys are doing that you have to do because of that?
Oh, it does a lot. I mean, you know, you don't want to put your good props on, and just a prop change alone can be anywhere from 15, 20 miles an hour maybe.
Wow.
You know, so it affects it a lot. Everybody was kind of nervous, and you're driving. I got radio communications. Guy on the shoreline's talking to me, and you're coming around the corner, and he's telling you, watch out, there's a log in lane two. Man, I'm traveling about 100 yards a second, and you're trying to figure a log in lane two. How do I miss this?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's been pretty funny.
Damn. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm sure you said you were a fan of the Miss Rock from back in the day. It had some bad luck over the years.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Did that get in the back of your head? Like, is the Miss Rock hydroplane just a black cloud over it when it comes to, you know, accidents and things like that?
No, it's not really. I mean, anything can happen. You know, there's parts fatigue and this and that. But whether bad luck, good luck, it was always a great team. They always carried themselves and presented themselves well. And, you know, I'm just hoping me and my team can carry on the tradition that they started.
I'm looking at some of the pictures, and we post them on KSW's Facebook page. And there's one picture I just absolutely love, and it's the hydroplane Miss Rock, and then it's your team.
Absolutely.
And I love, because it's such a great nostalgic feeling just to see the Miss Rock hydroplane itself. But then you guys took it to the next level, and your crew shirts are like the old school ones that the guys used to wear when it said KSW. But now you have CARSTAR, and it's just cool that you guys have that nod as well, like keeping it so, you know, true to the original.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, this team's deep, and it's got a lot of heritage that runs with the team, you know. So, like I said, we want to honor the guys that did the boat back when they did. It was a lot of work, and this team's always worked very hard to keep this boat race ready and compatible. So, you know, we wanted to give tribute to them and bring back the old colors and just try to make it all happy.
So you're doing five races, like you said, Kevin, this year. How far can you go with this sport? Because it's always for a person like myself, when I moved here, I never even knew about hydro racing because I just wasn't in a place where it was happening in my life. I moved to Washington, and it's such a huge deal. And, of course, it's always been a big part of Seafair, and I wasn't even aware of this sport. How far can you go, or how far do you want to go? Because, I mean, this looks as competitive as any other racing you could do. I think of car racing. Racing, and you guys are going 200 miles per hour over water, and you're talking about prop changes, all the stuff that anyone has to worry about in the world of NASCAR as far as the equipment and the training and the communication. How far can you go in this?
You know, you can go as far as you want to take it. I mean, you bring up NASCAR, and yeah, the speeds are comparable, but NASCAR's driving on asphalt. They've got shocks underneath them. They've got suspensions under their car, and they're driving on the same road. It might heat up. It might cool down a little bit, but that's about their only difference. We've all been out in the water. We know what happens when a boat goes by in the lake.
Yeah.
Now you got six of them doing 200 miles an hour. You see these beautiful rooster tails. Everybody loves them. Water flying in the air. And it's like, well, that water came from someplace.
Yeah.
So our track is constantly changing, you know. Jeez. And so that's where driving comes in and the aerodynamics of the boat and how far do you really want to push it.
Man, and so, you know, as a kid, it's one thing. You look at something and go, this looks cool. And then after hearing what you just said, how much work has this been, and how much do you love this? Because like anything you love, boy, you don't realize how much work it takes to do it well.
You know, everybody says, oh, boat racing, this is so fun. You got to love it. That would be so much fun. And what they don't understand is all the work that goes into the boat. I got my normal Monday through Friday job. Mm-hmm. I go to work. 9 to 5 like everybody else. And then after I get off work, I start what I call my second job, go to the boat shop. And, you know, before this boat left, I bet you, well, I didn't get home before 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
Damn.
For 2.5 months.
Wow.
And that's after going to work. So there are a lot of work, you know. After every heat, there are a lot of work.
You ever just hit a point where you're like, F it, I'm just going to get a remote control boat and just kind of go by the lake and just race that thing.
Yeah, that's it.
You know,
that's done with this late hours.
That's the same feeling, I'm sure.
It's exactly the same,
well,
right?
Yeah. Kind of. I got people on my crew, actually, that race the remote control boats, and they're coming back to the big boats. So they were.
No way.
Yeah, they were part of the team back when it was.
That's funny.
The old Miss Rock team and helped work on the boats and. His girlfriend's an old rock girl, and
it's
funny. This team's growing heritage that it's just coming together out of the woodwork.
This might be a stupid question. I look at the picture. How many people can fit in that boat? Is it just one person?
Just me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, can I jump in there with you on time? And
you might fit. Your legs might be up in your face a little bit.
I'm very flexible. I stretch
every
day.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But I'm a little short guy. You know, I'm 5'8", 165 pounds, and so. You're much bigger than me. You're not going to fit in the seat.
Oh, even if I like, this is going to sound weird. Never mind. I was going to say, even if I wrap my legs around you, but that sounds weird.
That sounds
no, no, you're not wrapping your legs around me. Yeah, you can go ahead and try to get in, yeah, but I'll just wait.
Yeah, that's not. Come on.
I want to go for a spin, but I don't want to drive.
Kevin can only put up with so much in his life, all right?
Yeah.
He's already
can I hold on to the top? Is there any like bungees or something?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'll give you a rope. We'll see how well it lasts.
Just go half speed, like 100 miles per hour.
And that, you know, that's something I think that a lot of us would wonder, like, you know, what is it like to go 200 miles an hour over water? Some of us may know what it's like to go at high speed. If you're lucky enough, you drive a car, maybe you get to do the NASCAR experience. Some people do that. I mean, can you compare this to anything at all in your life?
You can't compare driving an unlimited hydroplane to anything. I mean, you're doing 200 miles an hour across the water. We're on a 2.5 mile track. And so eventually speed becomes irrelevant. You don't really realize how fast you're going. And then you might look down at your race pack, see 180, 190 miles an hour, and then brain starts functioning a little bit, going, okay, I'm about ready to make a hard left-hand turn. We can pull up anywhere to about 3.5 G's going through a corner.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, that's when the relative of speed comes into play, and, you know, your organs smack the inside of your body, and eyeballs will smack the inside of your skull as you're eyeballs are vibrating, you're trying to pick up those colored buoys going down the back chute, and so middle of a heat, you got two walls of water on top of you, so
that
it goes quick.
Ripping. Wow. So like you're doing what they do sometimes when they're lifting off in a rocket, you're experiencing those kind of G-force.
It sounds like the Blue Angels experience when I've heard from some friends that have been on in a Blue Angels in one of those planes, and it's just like that kind of experience.
You can, yeah.
Wow.
You're moving.
I wonder what's worse, to be honest with you. I haven't done either one, but the way you make it sound...
Driving with you is worse, I think.
Oh, yeah. Is it worse driving with me? Okay, fair
way
enough.
Way more dangerous.
That's an experience. Yeah, Kevin, you don't want to do that. You've done a lot in your life. You don't want to go driving with me.
You know, I drive with worse people.
So we're talking to Kevin Ekrit, and Kevin is, you know what? He is the man responsible, along with him and his team and the good folks at CARSTAR, helping us bring back the Miss Rock hydroplane. If you haven't heard, this year at Seafair... She's back. A tradition, you know, with the hydro races for so many years. And it's been over a decade since we've seen her. And Kevin is bringing her back, which is really sweet news indeed.
You planning on doing this for multiple years? Is that the hope?
As far as I can, yeah.
Nice.
Kevin, I got an important question, you know, because, I mean, obviously you know what you're doing. You're really good at it. We're happy you're, you know, we call it a pilot captaining our ship.
Pilot, yeah. Captain, whatever you want to say.
Here's what I need to know. Is there any tip you can give me so that I know which colored boat wins in the Mariners hydro races? Because I never pick it right. Is there anything I should be looking for up on that screen?
You know, now I want to see him put a black boat up on that screen.
It's about time.
And I'm going to be rooting for the black one.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point, man.
See, the green always wins.
Yeah, what is with green? I'm tired of green. I've had it. I think he's right. First of all, we put a black boat in there, and then you know what? We have Kevin be in charge of piloting and captaining that black boat. I think that would win.
We're getting a lot of texts are thanking you for bringing it back. A lot of fans are very happy to hear that Miss Rock is back. It is pretty damn awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, Kevin, and thanks for getting up and coming in and telling us the news. And it's really, we know you've been a fan of the station for years. We know you're a hometown boy. And, you know, having the dream as a child, like you said, just watch your dad doing that and signing it. And next thing you know, you're driving it. It's got to be pretty awesome.
It is. It is pretty awesome. I wake up every day as an average guy and think I'm just somebody else, and people coming up and wanting your autograph and knowing you're doing this. It's a little different, kind of fun, though.
Yeah, well, more power to you, man, because you made us happy.
You single guy?
I am a single guy.
Oh,
hello. Oh, no, I got a girlfriend, but I'm not married. Let's put it that way.
I was going to say, there's got to be hydro groupies.
Oh, there are. There
is that what they're called?
Oh, you can call them whatever you like.
Well, you can call them. Yeah, there's some names I can think of. Maybe I don't want to call them.
Yeah, in hockey, you call me the Rockets or Puck Sluts. I mean,
there you go.
Hydro whores.
Hydro whores, hot lizards, whatever you like.
There we go. Just for alliteration standpoint, hydro. I do like the hydro. Or hydro ho. Let's be a little bit more friendly. Hydro hose.
Hydro ho.
Hydro ho. Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what we're gonna do. Okay, Kevin Ekrit. Of course, he is the captain, the pilot, the driver, whatever you want to call it. He's the man you're going to be seeing flying that Miss Rock across the waves this year at SeaFest. Miss Rock back at the hydro race is so awesome. And Kevin, thank you so much, man, for coming in and thank you for bringing her back and you and your team. It's fantastic.
Hey. Good luck in the Tri Cities, man.
Absolutely.
Few
Thanks for having me.
That's the fastest. I guess according to a few textures, they say that's the fastest track on the circuit.
It can be. Yes.
Oh. All right, so let's keep the fire. Let's keep the fire extinguishers out of there. We'll be safe. We'll be in good shape, right?
Remove the logs.
Yes.
Oh man. Yesterday, our boy Steve stumped on this one.
Which East Coast capital city is known as the City of Paul Revere?
Oh, New Hampshire?
No.
New York?
No.
Pennsylvania?
No.
Well, Steve, how could you forget the most important city in your country, the city of Boston? Steve.
Not bad.
Come on. You have a shot at beating Steve, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs at 848 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.